Psalm 89, the first 18 verses. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. My mouth will make known thy faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shalt thou establish in the very heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David my servant, thy seed will I establish for ever, and build up thy throne to all generations, Selah. And the heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. For who in the heavens can be compared unto the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round about thee? Thou rulest the raging of the sea, when the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. Thou hast broken Rahab in pieces, as one that is slain. Thou hast scattered thine enemies with thy strong arm. The heavens are thine, the earth also is thine. As for the world and the fullness thereof, thou hast founded them. The north and the south, thou hast created them. Tabor and Hermon shall rejoice in thy name. Thou hast a mighty arm. Strong is thy hand, and high is thy right hand. Justice and judgment are the habitation of thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go before thy face. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. In thy name shall they rejoice all the day, and in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. For thou art the glory of their strength, and in thy favour our horn shall be exalted. For the Lord is our defence, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. The dear psalmist had a beautiful view here of the greatness of his God. What a mercy it is if each of us have a little glimpse of the greatness of our God. And he speaks, does he not, of the wonders of heaven and how he rules even the sea and the waves and all things in the earth. But what led me to this word was, it seemed to rest upon one's heart, this word in verse 15. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. The Lord speaking here of his dear children. They're a blessed people. They're blessed with his love. And oh, may the Lord favour us with those graces we want to name this evening as we venture on from this hour this evening. Firstly, he's blessed his people with his love. That love that is an everlasting love, an eternal love. So different than ours, isn't it? Because in two ways, really. Our love will come to an end when death comes. We may have great love to our dear ones, our families. But as soon as our life is finished, that love will cease. But no, so different is the Lord, isn't he? His love is forever to his dear people. It's everlasting. The second thing that is different between our love and his is our love is so often cold and faint, isn't it? The hymn writer said, we're hot and cold in half an hour. Sometimes less than that, aren't we? But you see, the Lord's love knows no variation. The hymn writer said, his love no variation knows. It's the same yesterday, today and forever. Having loved his own that were in the world, he loved them to the end. So this people that he speaks of here, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. But secondly, they're blessed with his mercy. And what a wonderful thing that is, isn't it? That in spite of all our sin and the vileness of our hearts, he still has mercy on his dear children. And oh, that we may be blessed with that mercy that he bestowed upon the publican, that he has bestowed upon the dying thief, that he's bestowed upon dear David, the dear psalmist. Mercy. Mr. Burnham said that he's transportingly sweet. And, oh, may we know more and more the sweet taste of his mercy. The hymn writer said, mercy through blood I make my plea. O God, be merciful to me. And he still sits, the dear Redeemer does, on that mercy seat above the mercy seat to convey mercy to sinners. But then, thirdly, they are a blessed people because they are blessed with his grace. And oh, what difference grace makes, doesn't it? We've been singing of being humble. Grace humbles the sinner. Grace makes them feel their need of him, the dear Redeemer. Grace will keep us from sinning. And grace will enable us continually to look to him. And may we know and be blessed with it more and more of the aboundings of his grace. It's free. You cannot do anything to merit it or inherit it. It's absolutely free. Free grace to every heaven-born soul. But then, and I can only hint at these things because many sermons could be preached on it really, but they are blessed too with nearness to the Lord. It goes on to speak, doesn't it, in this beautiful verse, O Lord, in thy shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. And oh, what a difference when we're given that heavenly light and walking in the light of his countenance. Nearness to the Lord. We sing in one of the hymns and it's very attractive to my soul. Nearer, nearer to him clinging. You know, the nearer we live to the dear Redeemer, the more we shall be like him. Oh, to be blessed with that. But then, this people are blessed with pardon of their sins. And what a favour that is, isn't it? To know the sweet pardon that he gives to sinners. We read in the Gospel, don't we, of those that he frankly forgave them of all their sin. Black as they were. We think too of the Mad Gadarene, how the Lord wonderfully favoured him with pardon and with peace. And so not only are we favoured these people with pardon, but the sweet peace of Calvary. We sing, don't we, and what a sweet word it is really, this glorious man. Thy peace shall be. And you know, when God gives peace, no man can give trouble. And it's a wonderful place, you know, when we can walk in peace in our souls. You may be surrounded with troubles, surrounded by affliction, and yet in your soul, there's that peace that you cannot describe. The apostle said it passeth all understanding. Oh, to be blessed with these things. And then blessed with his glorious righteousness. Oh, that we might each, and it greatly exercises me, the older I get, to be clothed in that glorious robe. We sing, don't we, Jesus, thy blood and righteousness. My beauty are my glorious dress. Midst flaming worlds in these arrayed, with joy shall I lift up my head. For you see, the sinner that is favoured with this will know that all their righteousness, yours and mine, is but filthy rags. But so different is his righteousness, isn't it? It's pure throughout, given by the Saviour to sinners. But what secondly rested upon me regarding this word, not only with our blessed is the people that know the joyful sound, Well, just briefly, and I must only be brief, but the joyful sound of the gospel. It has a blessed sound, you know. When I first went to Ponsard Road, and old Mr. Everett was deacon there back in 1967, he said to me, when I walked in the vestry. He said, now, young friend, he said, there'll either be a relationship or else there won't. That was his first comments to me. He said, you know, the gospel has a blessed sound. He said, I may not obtain anything particular for my soul, but he said, I know when the minister comes and preaches that glorious gospel, if it's got the right sound. You see, the Lord gives his dear children, these that are blessed here in this text, to know that joyful sound with gracious discernment. We live in a day where there's so many who've got no discernment at all. And that's ever so solemn, you know. The gospel has a certain ring. When the gospel is set forth to sinners, it has a blessed sound. You may feel tonight so black and vile within, so full of corruption. Lord, can ever, you say it in your heart, can ever God dwell here in such a heart as mine? And yet, as the gospel is preached to black, vile sinners, it has a blessed sound. It draws their heart, it draws their ears, it draws their very affections to him, because in it is everything they need. We sing, don't we, what a divine, harmonious sound the gospel trumpet gives. No music can with it compare the soul that knows it lives. But just to be brief, you know, this sound that's set forth here is a joyful sound. Think of the day of the resurrection, when the dear Redeemer rose triumphant from the grave. What a joyful sound it was to thee, Mary Magdalene, and to those godly women, and to the dear disciples, that Christ had risen, the mighty conqueror over all their sin, over death, over hell, over Satan. The victorious King of Kings had risen. And what a joyful sound it was, wasn't it? And you know, when the Lord speaks to your poor heart and mine, he'd have a joyful sound. Oh, it will. It'll be just what your soul needs. It may be a word of comfort, a word of encouragement. It may be a word of a promise for the future. It may be yet a word of reproof or correction. But as he speaks it, you'll be able to experience this joyful sound. But I must leave it because of the time. But this is a blessed word. He goes on to say, they shall walk. Notice the certainty. O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. May the Lord favour us to walk in that blessed light of his blessed countenance. Well, may the Lord bless these few rambling remarks.